This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are. The Talk Radio Review is on the air. Let's have a round of applause for our panelists. Everybody ready?
Sure.
So, let's hear it.
Who do you got?
Round of applause. Well, I have. Richie, that's very bad English, by the way.
All right, who do you got?
Who do you got?
Tell me.
No, it's Rich McFadden
from
the world of Radio America, the world of radio in general.
Okay.
Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company.
You like her.
Stellar cast. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show.
She rocks.
And from, what is that show called that you do on KRLA? Brian and Jen. Jen and Brian. Who? Oh, it's The Answer.
The Morning Answer.
The Morning Answer. Wow. All right, so then let's get... I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Let's get to our list of stories compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You'll find it at talkers.com. So, Jennifer, if you're on The Answer, let me get The Answer.
That's The Morning Answer, by the way.
The Morning Answer. Is it different? Is The Answer different in the afternoon?
Yeah. Sometimes The Answer changes. You know the news cycle. It's like a ceiling fan. Come on.
the answer is the answer that matters.
That's right.
At the
moment. The only answer.
Exactly. All right. So, which would you prefer to consider? Which Trump story this week does The Morning Answer? I'm looking at the top ten. There are five of them that have to do with the Trumpster in one way or another. So which one do you think, Jennifer, is the most significant? Which one have you talked about more than any other on The Morning Answer?
Well, more than any other, it's the government shutdown that's looming. It's also Syria, I think, is important to me, too, because I think it's a misfire on the president's part. I understand it. I understand why he's doing it. He campaigned on getting out of Syria and Afghanistan. But I think you have to – there's an organized way to do it. And I don't know if just saying, yeah, okay, guys, we're going home is going to be the most effective, because that you create these opportunities for all of that work, all of that fight against ISIS to kind of go out the window if they're able to pop up again when you leave town.
So what about the quitting of Mad Dog Mattis? He resigned because of the whole business with Syria.
Didn't quit. He's retiring.
He's retiring.
Yeah, but he's ticked about Syria.
Yeah.
And he said so in the letter, and I'm not under any grand illusions that that's not the case. But, there's a couple of things. One is that the loss of James Mattis is a big one, because he is a very talented, well-liked, well-respected guy, period, end of story. But I think this is, again, more political. This is him leaving and Democrats feeling like, well, this was one of the only guys that we really liked in his administration. This is one we felt safe was there having oversight over some of the ideas and ideology of Trump. With him gone, I think it makes Democrats, the other side of the aisle, feel less secure, maybe even some Republicans. But the truth is, the president deserves to have a cabinet that supports his ideas, because he was elected president. And so if James Mattis can't do that, there will be someone who is probably just as good as James Mattis, maybe not as well decorated or well known, that will come in and help direct the president in the right way. So it's not the end of the world. I think the media paints it like it's the end of the world when James Mattis resigns. Yeah, but do I think it's a loss? Certainly. Do I think it's a good idea to let him go? No. But I also think that we'll still wake up tomorrow and everything will be okay.
So the people that are around, I guess I wonder about the vetting process. Sessions is gone. There are a number of other people who have blown in and blown out in the last couple of years. Is this unusual? Think back, Richie. Think back, Victoria. Think back for a while, Jennifer, to previous administrations. It seems the news media is making a big deal out of all these people who are leaving. But hasn't that been the case with previous administrations? Come in and stay for a while.
There's always a revolving door. It may be spinning a little faster now than it has before, but it always, yeah.
Yeah. So there's no big deal. So in terms of other Washington items, you're at the Washington, D.C. radio company, Victoria. The holiday shutdown and all the foolishness that goes along with all of that. Do people really understand what goes on, how much money it takes to prepare for a shutdown, and the fact that everybody, even if they're sent home, they still get paid. This is a big ruse, and the chaos that chaos that it causes is annoying. That's the way I look at it. Anyway, I think it's a big. We can get into. Jennifer and I have had a conversation this week on a couple of occasions about the so-called what do they call the employees, not necessary personnel or something,
non-essential
personnel. If they're not essential, what the hell are they there for? Why are they there?
Couple of things. One is that Homeland Security and the Justice Department are arguably essential, and there are 9 government departments that will temporarily shut down, and no, they don't get paid. They don't get paid until the government shutdown is over.
Yeah, but they still get paid after the fact.
But they won't get paid during the
In an accrual basis at the end of the period of time. They didn't lose any money. They just get it later.
One of the things about the bill they're putting through today is that two senators have installed a portion of it that will have furloughed employees get paid during the shutdown.
So that hasn't happened yet. We'll see what happens. I think to the point of what's really going on in Washington and the White House, and I think to the point of what we're talking about and what's really going on this week, which is so interesting, is that it really was a pivotal week for the Trump White House in terms of the speed with which things happened, and that President Trump surprised absolutely everybody. There were national security people from his administration giving speeches on Monday about the Syria policy and about staying in Syria. Nobody expected him to announce coming out of Syria, which he did because he wants to keep his base happy and because it was his campaign promise. And these are monumental decisions which will have lasting consequences. And this, I think, is the reason why this is such a significant week. Beyond the politics of it, it is historic. And I think that's why it's particularly interesting.
All right. Bad karma, bad image of the week, the refugee mother holding the dying child. Everybody agrees. You see the picture of that Yemeni mother who held her terminally ill son. This was bad, just bad optics all the way around. Everybody see that?
Yeah, it's not good, and obviously it's not good for the child as well.
There's
a dying child. I mean, some things are just not good, and it was a right decision to allow the mother in. And sometimes, you know, when you look at thousands of people, it doesn't tell a story. When you look at one person, it tells a story. And, of course, this is the season of goodwill. And these things, I think, touch people particularly at this time.
Jennifer, you started to say something? Or did you? Maybe not. I'll hold my breath. All right, 4:15 on the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. If you have a problem, and I get to the nitty-gritty of problems, there are lots of folks, as we get more mature, and it isn't even an age thing, that have IBD. You know what IBD is, Richie? IBD. You be Richie. IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, inflammation of the gastrointestinal tract. So if you have that problem, you're 12 times more likely to have a heart attack. Don't want to have that. You want to keep your system clean, and that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Helps people if you got gas, bloating, abdominal discomfort, that sort of thing. More and more medical experts are signing on to this way of cleansing your body. There's a lot of hype attached to a lot of things that are supposed to clean you out. This isn't hype. This is true. I drink a cup of this tea every single day. Life Change Tea. If you have an unhealthy colon, things are not working well, make it whole again, make it healthy again by drinking Life Change Tea. This is kind of an interesting little suggestion for those who are looking for a cute last-minute item to stuff the stockings. Life Change Tea, available only by going to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't buy it in the stores. Only online at GetTheTea.com. You're asking for Life Change Tea, that proprietary formula. All the teas are grown in America. The blend is in America. It's all natural, all organic. So get with the program. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. So try it now. Get this into your system, especially this time of year when you're eating a lot of stuff that's really junky. Life Change Tea will help power wash your insides. Get it now at GetTheTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning a graduate business degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University isn't easy, but that's the point. Great change requires hard work, persistence, and dedication. So if you're ready to commit the time and effort, it will be worth it. Learn for yourself why the MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's degrees from ASU are some of the most highly ranked and selective online business programs in the country. Text RETURN to 79645.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop. And now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Message for Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Talk Radio Review, a weekly item that your radio ought to be set to so you can find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug with Rich and Victoria. The numbers, let's just go through the stories. Number 10, NFL action, the sports talk radio discussions about what's going on, who's ahead. Then the number 9 item is the passing of Penny Marshall. A conversation about that. Number 8, Les Moonves. And his case, that's a way of putting it, I guess, in a manner of speaking. The criminal justice reform bill is number 7. Putin and the press conference he and the leader of China had, number 6. Trump and his Trump Foundation, that whole business, what happened with that, number 5. What's going on with the financial markets? The Fed increased the rates again. That's number 4. Trump ordered the Syria withdrawal, that, as we were talking about, is number 3 this week. The battle for the border, number 2, and the Trump-Russia investigation. I just, you know what, I this is where I disagree with talkers. I just think this thing is way beyond the beyond. I don't get that there are people. Do you really hear in Washington, Richie, you're both of you are in Washington. Did you hear that much conversation about this on the radio?
Indirect ways. Victoria, I guess it's splintered off into so many investigations that basically there's always some conversation about the investigation that doesn't have to do with Russia, but it does have to do with the initial investigation that started it. So, yes.
All right. Food for thought. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. The week of December 17th to the 21st, we're examining
the Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Next items of interest here on the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the charts for the week of December 17th to the 21st. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Rich. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden at DC's Radio America. So I just went through the stories. How about we go through the people? Penny Marshall.
Let's do it!
At number 10, Les Moonves and Woody Allen. There's a sidebar story about Woody Allen having some teenage lover. Does anybody have any? Whenever I see Woody Allen,
that was a kid of his, an adopted kid of his, or not? We have to clarify that when we get into the Woody Allen conversations.
How do you mean?
Well, remember he married his adopted daughter,
whatever. Yeah, right.
Who was underage?
Right. So, but what about?
So why does this not shock me when I hear this story?
Well, he's a perv.
Yes.
Doesn't everybody get that he's a perv?
Yes.
What I mean, these people.
What always astonishes me is that his movies are just so good.
Yeah.
It's just.
You know what? Does it take a perv or some kind of a twisted mind to be that creative, that much of a creative genius? I mean, look at all the people who are creative geniuses. They're all whacked.
Look at Chinatown. It's in my top five movies of all time.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson, man.
I'm not thinking
of Jack Nicholson. I'm thinking of, blanking on his name.
Well, still, Jack Nicholson is a great example. Doug Steffen. Got a little out there, man.
Yeah. Well, Doug Steffen, I mean, he's an unusual gentleman.
He is.
All right, let's keep going. If I'm going to be in the same discussion as Woody Allen, I'm going to keep this conversation moving. Let's see. Number eight is Xi Jinping. Him too. Vladimir Putin is seven. Paul Ryan is six. Here's an interesting story. Let's stop on that for a minute. Ryan leaving in the midst of his, perhaps the peak of his career. How old is he? What, 54, 55? How old is Paul Ryan?
Oh, I don't think he's that old, is he?
He's not even that old.
He's young, and as he is not ashamed of saying, he's buff.
Yeah, okay, good. So what's his next job?
One of his things is that he's like one of the buffest guys in Congress. Washington. He's a fitness freak.
Okay, good. Congratulations. I like to stay fit, too. What about his
born
legacy?
Born in 1970. Good Lord.
right. So he's 47, 48. Yeah. So what's his legacy? What's Paul Ryan's legacy, and where does he go? Now, he's got to have any number of opportunities at his doorstep. So what's he? Does anybody know what he's actually going to be doing? You're the Washington insider, Victoria. What's he doing?
Well, I was actually on speaking with some radio stations in the Janesville area, which is his, you know, the area that he represents in Congress.
Yeah.
And it seems at this point to be a mystery, but you've got to know that any think tank is got its doors wide open to him, particularly, I mean, a conservative think tank, particularly conservative think tanks in the area of budget and the economy, I would think. That is his interest. That is his specialty. And so I would think the conservative world is his oyster. He also is, some would say, easy on the eye. And if he wished to go into the area of television commentary, I would think that that world would be open to him also.
Is he really that conservative?
Fiscally,
yes,
he is.
Very fiscally, very conservative, yes.
So and that's the thing. The definition, this is something we could do a long, long time discussing this, but the business of defining conservatism and what it really means, I am usually fairly offended by how people take and twist that terminology around, because most people don't even understand. They don't have a clue what it really means. So maybe we'll talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
Drugs are pouring in. Human trafficking. So many different problems, including gangs like MS-13. We don't want them in the United States. We don't want them in our country. The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
On the overview for this week of what's going on in News Talk Radio, News Talk, not the countdown, the official countdown is with Michael Harrison, but this is an overview from the world of talk host. Rich McFadden is here, an expert in talk at Radio America. Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company had some great radio jobs over the years and knows her way around a good conversation. I'm Doug Steffen, no stranger to conversation, whether they're always good or not, that remains to be seen. So we're working our way into the...
I can't be the judge of that.
Okay. You can be the judge of that. Help yourself.
She says quite emphatically.
Yes, she did. All right, so we're going through the top 10 people on the list. Chuck Schumer, who has never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to embrace. That's my comment on him. And
from the little glasses at the end of his nose that he looked down
right.
upon you with.
And he and Joe Biden both had really bad plug jobs done on their scalp. So from that, other than that, has he got anything to say? What about what does he have to say, Victoria, that has value?
Well, first of all, he gives quite good sound bites, but it depends. I mean, he knows how to wind up the president. That's one thing. He's actually quite interesting if you attend his Senate press conferences, which I did when I was a Senate correspondent, because he's rather knowledgeable on the issues, and you wouldn't know it from these sound bites. And that's what's so fascinating about a number of the senators, is that they're actually rather knowledgeable and quite deep on a number of their specialty issues. So he can, one thing that he's able to do that a number of Democrats are very poor at is to speak in sound bites and to move the conversation along. And that's something that Democrats are poor at. And it's one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton's campaign was so dreadful, along with a number of other reasons, that she was never able to coalesce around a simple campaign slogan or to dilute her message into a five-word slogan.
You mean something like
slogan.
Make America Great Again? Or
exactly.
Or
exactly.
Lock her up?
Yeah.
Exactly. Or she was not able to
build that wall.
She was not able to do that.
You mean she wasn't able to do that?
She couldn't do it. Yep. No, she couldn't.
Let's stop here for a second.
Because sounds like a slogan for Walmart or Target.
I find it fascinating. And Trump is really good at this. Trump is great at encapsulating a whole issue in like four words and making it have impact. But talk about what politicians and what the news. So, to move us who are sitting back here watching CNN or listening to the evening news or reading the morning newspaper, knowing that they only have a limited amount of time of our attention, 60, 90 seconds, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, how do they prepare their issue of the day to be able to create that soundbite? And what does their staff do? They have speech writers that try to come up with that headline, that soundbite, so that they can deliver it in such a way. Then they have to get in front of a camera, a microphone, a writer somewhere to actually get the impact out there. How does that whole process work, Victoria?
Well, it's different for different senators and different members of Congress. Some of them work extremely closely with their communication advisors, specialists, press secretaries, and things like that, who they may have worked with for years. Some of them do it on their gut. I mean, they might be shaving and come up with, yeah, this is what I want to say to move it along. I mean, literally, they may be standing in front of the mirror and say, no, this is what I want to say, and this is the phrase, or these are the phrases that I need to say, and yes, I need to have a press conference, and I need to go on this show, and this show, and if you're of a certain stature, you can get on those shows. One of the many shortcomings of the Democrats when it comes to messaging is that, again, like cats, again, the Republicans are like dogs, and the Democrats are like cats, is that it's impossible to herd them. And it's, again, this has been one of their downfalls, by and large, except with certain leaders, and that they're not all able to stay on the same message and stick to it. So, for example, if it's something to do with airline regulation, you can't get them all saying the same thing. It's a simple message. Suppose they're going to say airlines need to have bigger seats for passengers or
good
something
idea.
Like that.
Good idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Right? And they could say it simply. But you can't get them all saying that, because you'll have one person saying one thing, another person saying another thing, and then another one flying off about the overhead luggage.
Right.
Well, and another one talking about stowaways.
I think Obama was the first to really just use social media like a pro.
Well.
He did, absolutely. Yeah. But Trump is an absolute wizard. I didn't realize this, but I learned a year ago or something like that there's an actual staff in the White House that, you know, everybody thinks Trump is just kind of sitting there with his phone and his thumbs are flying around and he's not even thinking about what he's tweeting or whatever. All right. But no, those tweets are written the night, the week before, And they are released at 3 a.m. in the morning by his press staff so that they catch the morning news cycle and twist and turn.
Yeah, they may
CNN
think of it, he's up all night long, right, and all that other stuff.
And he controls the media narrative perfectly and does it. And nobody even really realizes that because they all play to it. They all are just like, look at CNN. They cannot ignore him. If he sends out a tweet at 3 in the morning, it's impossible for them not to run with it like a dog.
Of course not, because he's the President of the United States. I think, having spent some time in the White House, it's a combination of what you just said, that there are people who write the tweets, and himself. That's why when he announced his Syria policy, that genuinely was a surprise. Nobody was expecting that. That was him. Some of the tweets are genuinely his, and nobody expects them, and that's why the White House does run around for the entire day reacting to what he did or what he watched on Fox News, because he genuinely does that, and why he'll tweet something after something appears on Fox and Friends, because he does that, and why some of them are written in advance. So it's a combination of the two, and what President Trump has always been good at is messaging and promoting his message and promoting himself. And this is what he does. And this is why everybody is floundering, because nobody else quite knows how to deal with this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Including his people.
Yeah, right. The people around him don't get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, that's very insightful. That's one of the reasons I'm so happy you're here, Victoria, because you've had that experience working in the White House as a reporter, as a credentialed White House reporter for a number of years, in addition to your talk radio background. So you sort of combine the two, kind of like the late great Les Kinsolving. I don't necessarily need to put you...
not quite.
In the same bed, but a radio talk personality who also gets around, and that's why your insight is very helpful to the people listening to the program and to us as well. Victoria Jones, Richard McFadden, Doug Steffen, going through the people list. A couple of more to get to here. 43 past the hour. Let me help you lose some weight. Christmas weekend and eating kind of go together like, what, love and marriage? Yeah. Eating, and eating. Well, after you enjoy the food, you've got to suffer the consequences, or you have to figure out what to do to get yourself back to the weight that you want to be. And so for the next month, you'll hear ads, people screaming on radio and television, join this gym, get on the Weight Watchers program, buy this food, lose the weight, yada, yada. Well, for a year now, I've been touting the benefits of Kellitrin. It's a soft sell, very, very, very successful weight loss program. Successful, hello, because if you measure by success, and success is not only losing the weight, but keeping it off, that's where Kellitrin comes in. You stay on the program, you keep the weight off. The main ingredient is collagen protein, which is the building block of your body. So in order to have lean muscle mass and weight loss together, you need to have collagen. And your body stops producing it when you get to be 30-ish. So what happens, you're supplementing with collagen through Kellitrin, and it helps your body to start producing collagen again, thus helping you lose the weight and keeping it off. Pretty simple formula. It's all natural, and it works wonderfully well. So for the last time before Christmas, you have an opportunity to order Kellitrin, lose the weight, go to toploss.com, and you'll get a special deduction, I think up to 50% off. You got to talk to the folks that are there, go through the motions, toploss.com, go there, or you can call them at 833-TOPLOSS, that's 833-867-5677. No matter what, get on the program, save the money, save your life. It's a great, great product. Kellitrin. I'm using it, and I love the effect. Benefits are as long as your arm. Mostly, though, you lose the weight, keep it off, enjoy Christmas and New Year's while thinking that you are losing weight, because that's what you'll be doing if you're using Kellitrin. Get it at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for special savings.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, and Victoria Jones. So, Mueller is supposed to submit his final report as early as February. What does that do? And he's number two on the list of
never
people.
Happened.
Trump's number one. Never happened. How do you, what do you mean?
It's too much money being made. Nobody wants to give up this gig. That's a sweet gig, man.
Right.
Him, all of his staff. Look, think about all the people that are making millions and millions of dollars over there.
Yeah, at this taxpayer expense over
another year, at least.
Get nothing out of it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a complete waste of money, time.
Victoria, am I wrong?
I don't know, but this is just NBC News reporting that it could be as early as February, so I have no reason to assume this has not been confirmed by anybody else that
that's a ratings gimmick.
Correct.
Yeah,
ratings gimmick for them. February
right.
is big.
Tune in for the next 9 hours because this is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so I, you know, unless that's confirmed by anybody else, I would not assume that that's correct. And there are enough other enough things going on that. Anyway, I've heard that there are a number that there may be two or three different reports covering two or three different aspects.
They all want this to roll into the 2020 election. The Republicans can go, look at what they're doing to us, vote for us. The Democrats can go, he's dirty and we're going to prove it. Nobody wants this to end before the 2020 election. They're each going to use it. They've got an unspoken handshake deal to make this thing play out because it's a tool and we are the tools.
We're into it. All right, Victoria, quickly, a sort of countdown extra. The London Gatwick Airport was closed for 32 hours because of drone sightings. What in the world?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but, well, the message from this is that this could happen anywhere.
Well, that's what I was thinking,
yeah. Terrorism,
yeah.
But it was somebody. And you know what? Those people should be put over somebody's knee.
Agreed.
Probably some 12-year-old kid flying them around. All right, thank you both for being here on the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones, Executive Director of the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden, Executive Director of Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Time for us to check the top five technology stories this week, Victoria. This is something I know you look for. You hardly sleep the night before we do this because it's so exciting for you to go through these top five items from this week in terms of technology from number five to number one. At number five, Apple is at it.
Yes, Apple has enlisted the help of the Peanuts Gang for their new streaming service. It's a new partnership. It will bring animated content that is brand new and some older school stuff from Snoopy and the gang. And that will be launching on Apple's new streaming service next year. They have not specifically said when the date is for that, but this is meant to rival Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime. So according to the new reports, these episodes will feature astronaut Snoopy, and they're meant to get kids interested in science and technology. So that's kind of cool because there might even be a whole new generation of kids that don't really know Snoopy and the gang. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Good. Good stuff. That's good news. Number four this week is a focus on Netflix.
Right. Netflix is testing out a brand new feature that lets you instantly replay some of the scenes that they have determined to be pivotal scenes in certain movies and TV shows. So after particular scenes that Netflix has deemed shocking, there's a little pop-up that says, "Do you want to watch this scene again?" Now, this is, like all things with Netflix, most people are not liking this feature already. It's being beta tested through certain people, so you may or may not have seen these pop-ups yet. But apparently a lot of people on social media are already saying that if you're watching a movie, it's very distracting to have this pop-up ask you, "Do you want to go back and see that scene again?" And, you know, you can just rewind it and on your own. So it's very weird that they're giving you this extra little thing. And I don't know if this is going to stick around in the long run. So probably not.
All right. thank you. Number three, Americans and what they're doing with their credit cards.
Yeah, Americans are increasingly getting rid of cash in favor of other payment options. Now, that includes smartphone payments when you have your credit card hooked up to your Google Pay, or if you have an iPhone, then you use Siri and Apple Pay. So a lot of people are using those digital forms of payment as well as the traditional debit cards and credit cards. And fewer people are carrying cash around. 29% of U.S. adults now say that they make zero cash purchases in a typical week, and that's a 5% increase from just over the past few years. And in addition, only 18% of Americans said that they use cash for pretty much everything, and that's right. Down from 24%. So we're really moving in a trend.
Yeah, this is a quick philosophy. I feel like when I pay for something with a credit card, I pay for it twice. I pay for it when I give them the card, and then when the bill comes, I pay for it again. I know that's not true.
Well, you're
but when
no,
you pay cash. It's,
but you,
it's
you're of the generation that understands how credit works.
Yeah.
So right. You understand interest right. rates and things like that.
Yeah.
So the younger generations don't really get that, and I'm not great with that either. So.
And so whatever is easy, that's what the younger right. generation's working at.
Yep.
Number two on our list of the top five technology items this week, another focus on Facebook.
Facebook had another bad week. It turns out that they exposed private photos from up to 6.8 million Facebook users, and they were those photos that you did not want to publish and didn't publish if they ended up in your story, or if you had actually uploaded the photos and then never got around to posting them. Facebook doesn't care. They took all those photos and they released them to third-party developers, and these are 1,500 apps from 876 different developers have had inappropriate access to your personal photos. So this is yet another big blunder that Facebook has gone through. And actually, Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is suing Facebook now over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which dates back to, 2017. And so he wants not just promises from Facebook, he wants restitution and penalties. So we'll see where that goes.
See where that goes. All right, let's see here. Google has the top trending searches, and that happens to be the number one story from the tech world this week.
Yep, it's always fun at the end of the year to figure out, well, what was the most Googled term? Well, that turns out to be the World Cup. People may have forgotten, but the World Cup took place in Russia over this summer, and it is the world's most watched event. The second most Googled event in the United States was Hurricane Florence, which did severe damage in the Carolinas. And then rounding out the top three Google searches for 2018 was Mac Miller, the 26-year-old American rapper who died from a suspected drug overdose. So top searches, how to vote, how to register to vote, and how to play Mega Millions.
All right, there it is, all written down for you. Well, no, it isn't. You heard it in your ear, so you have it in your head. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.